Welcome to Good Company for Friday, April the 1st. And today we talk about filling the gaps when we see in other people's lives a need. Also, we have Good Company correspondent Johnny Rocket jumping on in to talk about having a servant heart. All of this on this episode of Good Company. And you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at joyradio.ca. You're listening to Good Company, bringing you the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor, and I love how often these days we don't have to look far for inspiration. We really don't. I saw a tweet, and it's from Jonathan Torrens, which, first of all, brought me right back to my 8-year-old self watching Street Sense on TV. I don't know if you ever saw that show or you remember it, but he was on that show, and I got to learn all about money from a very practical way with that show. Anyway, he sent out a tweet. He says, "My dad died when I was 8. Every week, a few of the dads on my hockey team would offer to tie my skates. Not in a big showy way, in a quiet way. They filled the gap. Find a way to fill the gap for someone. It will make you both better." And I just really love that tweet. I mean, I know Center Ice Hockey likes it because, you know, it's talking about hockey. But what I love about it is it's men seeing a young boy who could use some help, who could use male influence, something positive. And they did it in a kind and quiet way. And I think there's so many things that we can do in our own lives and help people, serve people, support people in a quiet, kind way. And I don't think we have to look far for it. Maybe it's helping somebody by paying for their coffee. And I know that happened to me once, and it was such an incredible thing. It made my day. I actually started to cry. I was having a terrible day, postpartum depression. I'd finally gotten half an hour to myself, and maybe I look stressed. I don't know. But the person in front of me bought my coffee, and it just was that reminder that, you know, God's got us. He's going to show He loves us in the little ways. And so maybe God can use you to show that in the small and simple way that God is looking out for us in the details. And you get to be that person that's going to fill the gap for somebody else. So we're going to be talking about that today. Johnny Rocket, our Good Company correspondent, is going to be jumping on in, because when I think about people with a servant heart, I think about him and his family. They've done a lot for me and my family. I see them just positively impacting their community, just in little ways, in a quiet, kind way. So if you've got a story, please send it my way, 905-338-1250, about maybe how someone has filled the gap for you, or maybe you've had a chance to be the gap filler. Again, text in, let me know. One of my favorite Kane songs, Rise Up, Lazarus, right here on Good Company. I'm Holly Taylor, and Between the Grooves, definitely a podcast you want to check out this week. In fact, I think in the archive somewhere, James Curtis did have a chance to speak with the members of Kane. So if you want to learn more about things like Rise Up and their life, do a bit of a search in the archives of Between the Grooves, and you can actually find that in a few locations. I don't want to say hundreds, because that's very... It's like, let's tip our hat at how many places that we've got the podcast, but it's at faithstrongtoday.com. But wherever you get your podcasts, you will find Between the Grooves. Just do a search, type in the name, and then don't forget to subscribe, because then you get the notifications. So if you've loved episodes and you don't want to miss any, then make sure you hit that subscribe and then rate and review. Let us know what you've loved about the podcast. Earlier on, we were talking about that Jonathan Torrens tweet that he sent out, essentially just encouraging people to fill in the gap for somebody, as it will make you both better. Well, I thought, who do I know who does this on a regular basis? And I could not think of anybody better than Mr. Johnny Rocket.
I thought you were going to say it. I couldn't think of anybody, so I decided to call Johnny instead.
No, that would be mean. I'm trying to be kind today.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, thank you then for thinking of me when it comes to filling in the gap of helping those in need.
Yeah, because honestly, I mean, when we were in the same city, if my car broke down, you would come and be my chauffeur. I know with other people who are like, oh, man, I have to do my flooring and I can't hire someone. You would step up. I know with church, you and your wife and kids are always there volunteering and doing things. I see you as your family leader and your family as having servant hearts.
No, I appreciate that. Actually, that it gives me a little bit of goosebumpies, to be honest. If it's something that I've always said to my kids, not necessarily as a celebrityism or anything else, but how are you when the cameras aren't on? Are you willing to do stuff and not get recognition for it?
Mm-hmm. And I honestly see you living out that principle very intentionally throughout. I know I've known you for 20 years. It's always been a part of your makeup, your character.
Serve where you can. Help out where you can, and don't expect to. I mean, if you get a thank you or something in that, then that's great. But just know that I want people to realize, and there is a balance, though, of you being reliable, but also not being somebody who they just constantly look for you, and then you're going to get used for it.
Yes, that's the thing. And sometimes I wonder if people don't serve because they're afraid of being taken advantage of.
Sure.
So how do you set healthy boundaries so you can serve, fill in the gaps, but still make space for you and your family to have a healthy lifestyle?
I'll be honest, I probably struggle with that the most because I want to help out as many people as I possibly can. And there are times where I might be stretched thin or I might be taking time away from my family. My wife is good with that because she'd be like, hey, you help so-and-so on Friday, you help so-and-so on Saturday, and then buddy guy on Sunday, when's family time? And then that's when my realization is, oh, I need to focus on family and then, help out others where I can as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Having that person in your life always help, helping you stay in check. Like, okay, let's take a look at the week. That's actually a really good idea. Having that moral support if you are one who likes to give.
Well, and my wife has always been good to show me where my flaws are.
That's the thing about marriage, hey? I never felt so badly about myself in that first year of marriage. I'm like, I thought I was perfect, but I'm not.
Yeah. Big stories that I loved, I don't know if you heard it because it was the story about Alexander Ovechkin, the hockey player who ended up buying, I think, a jacket for somebody who is homeless in Edmonton. And it was a story that he was just doing it just because. And it was a restaurant person who saw it across the street who then told the media outlet about it. But it's those types of things, whether it's a celebrity or even if you're not somebody who's in the public, that you just do it because you want to do something good.
Mm-hmm. And it makes me sad hearing about the flack that he's getting now just because, his home country is Russia. But yeah, he's such a caring individual. And it's just sad to see some of that backlash, which honestly, it's disappointing when that person has done so much to help people.
Yeah. And I mean, the other thing too is that it doesn't have to be a financial thing. You could do small things. Like there are, I saw somebody had made this post, the people who do chairs at church are incredibly important because that's one of those jobs that you don't necessarily want to do, but it takes a whole team of people to do it. So being willing to do even the small things, not even the big things when it comes to church or anything else.
Yeah, absolutely. You do this a lot, but was there a moment where somebody has filled in the gap for you?
There's always people who have done something. And I think maybe the worst part is that sometimes you just don't think about it to recognize. But I mean, there are definitely times where, even with my wife in school, we've struggled, whether it's food or financially, that all of a sudden somebody gives you a little bit of money. You're like, wow, I didn't expect this. Or we've had food dropped off at our house, so much so that we had oil, like cooking oil, that has lasted us like a year and a half. We haven't had to go to the store for a year and a half because of this big, massive, like 17-liter bottle of extra virgin olive oil. So there's always somebody who I think would look out for us. And I think the other thing too is that if I was struggling, like severely struggling in whatever that is, that I think that I have a close net group of friends that I could say, hey, listen, I need this. And somebody without question would do something to help me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice to have that bunch of people around you. Not everyone is so fortunate to have that. So it's always important to keep your eyes open. I think that's why maybe we have two eyes, so we can really see what's happening and noticing and being present in that moment. So I guess your weekend challenge, find someone to whom you can fill in a gap for somewhere.
That's good.
So that's going to be my challenge to everyone today. And just having that servant heart, because we are just past that middle point of Lent where we are focusing in on Jesus and what he did for us. And was he not the master of having the servant heart?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So challenge out there. Hopefully you can accept that challenge. And let's this weekend have total servant hearts. Let's fill in the gaps. Any final thoughts, Johnny?
No, this is good. I feel challenged now. So now I want to get out and do something for someone. Oh, wait, I keep doing that. My goodness.
Maybe this weekend you should just sit back and see if anyone will fill in the gaps for you.
I don't know if I could do it, but I'll try.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe it's just not a season for you. Maybe this is your season of service. And there'll be another season where you get to just be blessed by others.
I will receive that.
Sounds good. Johnny, thank you so much for jumping on in today for our April Fool's Good Company Correspondent Conversation.
Oh, wait, is this not... Oh, wait, did you April Fool's Day me?
No, I didn't. Nothing more serious than making sure that we are loving our neighbors as ourselves.
Here comes the beat.
We're a podcast here at Good Company, so wherever you get your podcast, just look for Good Company. Also, fun fact, if you have happened to download the My Joy Radio app, you can use it for your Google or Apple devices. You simply go to your app store, download the My Joy Radio app, and then you can listen to us on demand. Plus, there's some other really great shows that are on demand, so maybe you happen to only catch part of it. You wanted to re-listen. The app is a really great resource for you, so make sure you download that. And if you're having trouble, just ask a friend and they can hopefully help fill in the gap and help you download the app. I'm Holly Taylor. Yes, this is Good Company. And we are talking about just that, being kind, helping people in little ways, quiet, kind ways about, you know, it could be anything. That's just it. You never know what small gesture you do for someone else that just changes their day. I've heard of some people who've been having a rough day. Someone made eye contact and smiled, and that's all they needed. That's it. That's free. Doesn't take a lot of time. Literally a smile. It just allowed them to feel seen and acknowledged. And a lot of people walking around not feeling either one of those. So I'm taking your text messages today, 905-338-1250. I got a message here. This is from Karen, and she said that she's been going through a very stressful time. And at work, a few coworkers have just seen her disposition change a little bit. And she says in her text message that they have offered to be there for her, whether it be a quick email, a text, a funny meme, and she says those ways of showing support and that she's seen has been really, really helpful for her. So, Karen, I love that you work in an office where people care about you so much so that they notice a change in your personality and said, hey, what do you need today? How can we help and support you? And those are the simple things that we can do to really create that feeling of unity and community, because I feel like it's been a bit since we've really truly felt that. If you've got more stories about people filling in the gap for you, or maybe you had a chance to fill in the gap for somebody else, you can text in 905-338-1250. I love this one. Paul said his wife was not feeling well. He was in charge of their four kids. Normally things are fine, but just because of the pandemic, it felt way more stressful. And the neighbor said, hey, Paul, we're looking for a play date. Can we take the kids from you? And so all four kids hopped on over to the neighbors next door, and he had a good hour and a half of just quiet and being able to be there to support his wife 100%, no interruptions. Paul, I love that you've got a community like that. People seeing a need, or even not even knowing there's a need, but just feeling that prompting on their hearts. So guys, thank you so much for sharing your stories. As I mentioned with Johnny Rocket, that's your challenge this week, to find a way for somebody, stranger, somebody you know, to fill in the gap this weekend. I'm Holly Taylor here for Good Company. And if you are looking for some really great articles just to support you in your faith, a little extra resource here, there, and everywhere, check out faithstrongtoday.com for those articles. Also, links to our social media sites. And while you're there, the full rundown of all of the podcasts that we have. So this weekend, if you're looking for something good to listen to podcast-wise, we got you covered. faithstrongtoday.com. Holly Taylor here. We are in our first weekend of April, and it actually feels like spring. I mean, I know we might get some snow here or there, or some sun here or there, or some showers here or there, or then you don't like the weather, so you wait 5 minutes and it changes again, right? This is spring. We get everything in a course of a day, which is incredible, but temperatures consistently now in the daytime above zero. Guys, it feels great. I think I've got a family of robins hanging out in my backyard. And so I'm feeling good about things. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend kicking off this new month. In our house, we are now full swing dance competition mode. And honestly, this is a weekend that I just feel very grateful. Grateful that we get to hang out together here on Good Company. Grateful that we get to be a part of things like dance competitions, different kinds of art exhibits. If you are wanting to, you know, get a moment of sunlight, head downtown. The incredible art displays that you can walk from location to location with Crossing Toronto is still happening right until Easter. So that's a wonderful thing for you and your families to do outdoors. Just remember, if it's a little bit chilly, bring your coffee with you. If you do the whole walk, there's not a lot of places en route to stop. So you know, pack a lunch maybe. Make it into some sort of fun picnic, an urban picnic. Do people do that? I don't know, but why not start something new? But it's so exciting just seeing change. And I am so excited for this summer. Maybe there is something you're looking forward to doing that you've not been able to do for 2 years. Would love to hear your stories. You can always text in 905-338-1250. And let me know about how your weekend went, as we'll be back again on Monday right here on Good Company. So we'll see you then.